Okay, we're discussing why, how is a human being Betzelem Elohim? Okay? We are Betzelem Elohim because the name Elohim means power, means creator, that God is in charge, he is the ultimate power. We are Betzelem Elohim. We have something similar to Elohim in the sense that the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elohim, he's Elokeha Elohim, Eloheha Elohim. He is the God of all powers because he created all the powers. Any power that exists is just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the power. A human being, how is he Betzelem Elohim? How can you compare yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're Betzelem Elohim, you're in the image of Hashem. So the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining, according to the Kabbalah, that we have something similar. Hashem gave us, he gave us the power, that we are also creators. When we do mitzvot, and we think good things, and we speak Divrei Torah, and bepoal, with our physical body, we put tefillin, we shake the lulav, we do chesed, we help people. All these different things, you create olamot. You're a very powerful individual. Now, chas v'chalila, it also works the opposite way. That when you do averot chas v'chalila, you also damage. You damage the upper world. With every word, with every machshava. Now, everyone's
in lower worlds.
Upper worlds, and you affect this world as well. But the chidush is that you even affect the upper world. Now, I understand it's difficult. It's a very difficult topic.
I don't think no person in the world that he don't think something, something bad. You know, everyone thinks something bad, something good. Sometimes thinks something.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Well, the more
that
to show you how who you are, how chashuv you are. I want to just share with you. I know Rav Yishai asked me, Steve. This is a very difficult topic because it makes you feel very bad, very guilty.
Yeah.
Makes you feel very guilty. But you have to realize, it shows you how powerful you are, how chashuv you are. I was thinking, you know, when I was thinking today about the shiur, when I was thinking about the shiur, what to say today in the shiur, I said, you know what? I said, listen, we're Jewish. He's going to explain that this is only by Yehudim, that we have, our neshamot are so connected to the olamot ha-kdoshim, that we have an effect on the whole world. It's only by Yehudim. Goyim, he's going to explain, only they can only affect this world. What's a mashal to explain this? It's like we are in the president's cabinet. We're all cabinet members. Now the Gadol Hador is the president, let's say. If the president makes a mistake, okay, he makes a deal with Iran, okay, against the will of the whole world, this can do a lot of damage. The president can do more damage than we can. His cabinet members.
No,
I'm just giving a mashal. I'm saying even in this world, I'm giving a...
Assuming everybody's Jewish. This is
No, I'm not talking about being Jewish or not. I'm just saying...
In general,
to take an example from this world. If someone has a very prominent position, like the President of the United States, if he makes a mistake, it really affects millions of people. Now, his Secretary of State, a little bit less. He makes a decision because he's subservient to the President. Okay, and then he has his treasury secretary. He has a lot of power also, a little bit less. Okay, because we're Jewish, we're like on Hashem's cabinet. If we make a mistake, or we do a mitzvot, we affect the whole world. Exactly.
You said that about the president. Now we are the Jewish here. We are the shul. We are the rabbi. You have the more responsibility.
You're right. If I get up there and say a halakha that's incorrect, or if I say a Dvar Torah that's not true, or something, I can do more damage than if you would say the Dvar Torah, because people aren't looking to you, what is Moti say for the halakha? So in a way, you're right. When this is a mashal for Bitul Torah, nachon. It depends on you. Meaning the chiyuvim, it depends. This whole thing that Nefesh HaChaim is talking about, every Jew, even the most simplest Jew, if he does a mitzvah, he's a bore. He becomes a creator. The greater you are, the greater Tamid Chacham you are, Tamid Chachamim you are.
The less you do.
What's that?
The less you do.
So, but the more damage you can do, and the greater you can do also. Our neshamot, there are different levels of neshamot. Now, you can always improve yourself. The more you learn Torah, the greater you become. That's why the rabbis also say, "Kol shegadol mechavero, yitzro gadol mimenu." The greater you become, the more yetzer hara you have. Why? Because God always has to keep you, give you a test. So the test that a person on a lower madriga, it could be
the level that you are.
Exactly. And you go higher. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the biggest yetzarara imaginable. We wouldn't even understand what the yetzarara was. We wouldn't even understand. You wouldn't even understand it.
It's a big mistake. Why?
Because what's the mistake?
People, they say, why I need to have in a big level? I stand on the lower level, and
Would you rather be the janitor, or would you rather be the secretary of state?
Well, I'll tell you the difference, by the way. What he's saying is that I'd rather not get that, but I'd rather not destroy. I'd rather not damage. Don't give me the responsibility of being this guy, but also I don't want to be the responsibility of destroying worlds.
So I'll tell you, the problem is...
The mashal is, I want to be president. So he goes and he has cameras. He knows that his responsibility is the biggest one, but he takes that action.
If you
want
to go with
here,
this formula,
you're born to it.
If you want to go with this formula, I should say, you know, in the judgment day, if you are in a spiritual way, you don't want to grow, how can in the physical way you want to grow? You want to hire better cars, better houses, more money. Okay, if you want to stay the same level,
let's say you don't want
the same level. Go like
so
a
those
going people. Go to like a
it's a very good question.
But I'm saying you're destroying worlds. The response.
Yeah, but everyone, but every Jew, but every Jew. First of all, let's focus on how much good you can do.
You're right.
Okay, and
right.
Besides that. The reason why I raise this issue is because I understand that it's a difficult topic to deal with. Come on, I do so much damage. I'm such a big rasha.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You're powerful, Hashem. You're in the president's cabinet. You're chashuv. What you do is chashuv. Don't think that you're irrelevant. Who am I? Me ani afilo.
Whatever level you have the same nisayon as the tzaddik. You are in this level. This is your nisayon. You fail, you fail. You make this damage. If you beat, you're the same thing. There is no change. You and
if you gave somebody reward, right, or the guy effectively does great things in this world, right? If hypothetically speaking, his damage can, in a comparable way, can damage.
So why bother being great?
No, it's crazy because if you gave me a choice and say, do you want all this, but on the flip side, this will happen. You wouldn't take either.
Yeah, but
I don't want that, and I don't want that.
So, you can create big
fine.
If you're big.
But
you
that's selfish.
Big
that's selfish. If
let
you're
me
creating
explain.
Big, you're creating big. Fine, so what? But if you're destroying, you can be destroying for other people.
You're the same thing. Whatever you create, you destroy. So if you are small, you create small, so you can destroy small. If you're big, you create big, and you can destroy big.
Let me explain.
We finished big holiday, Hanukkah, right?
Yes.
Okay, if the Baikabi say, you know what? If you're a small group, how come we can fight with those Greeks?
Right.
Okay? Then Judaism was finished at that time.
If they
right?
quit.
Yeah. But what they did, a small group, fight with a big army. Let's say, imagine, like 10 people here, they want to fight with the American army.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
But they say, no, we believe in ourselves. We know that we are connected to Hashem. We do this. We take a step. Hashem will help us.
Yeah.
That's why the purpose of what do you call it?
Tridal
is, with a finger, turn it, right?
Yeah.
And the Purim, you just mentioned that. In the Purim, we have another one from the bottom.
Also the dreidel. It has to be spinning. Stand.
Exactly.
You always need a Kadosh Baruch Hu's.
In this world, it's a word of action. If you don't act, you don't get the result. You have to do something. Is that if you don't pedal your bicycle, you don't go anywhere.
I want to explain something.
Why you don't look at it in the positive way?
So look at the positive way.
Okay.
Don't give me it. I'll do it. But don't. I don't want the side effect.
Okay.
You can.
You have to.
You have to face
the reality that you're Jewish. Your neshama is very connected.
This is
to the
what
world.
We
you
said.
Can't, you
know,
can't run away from it.
God
you're
created
in
the
world.
So let's say
you
want to only do good. Don't give me that. I don't want to destroy it.
You can't. You want to do good, you have to do bad.
That's very scary.
You're the Secretary of State.
So then you don't have Briya Chofshi.
But
I
want
to
answer, Ravisha, I want to answer just the question of why can't I just stay on a low level and the damage I do will be less and the mitzvot I do will be less? That's a good question, no?
Or let's say you do more mitzvot, but you don't want to damage.
Let me stay on a lower level. What's wrong, Rabotai? What's wrong? What's wrong with staying on a low level? The answer is, when a person goes to Olam Haba, they're going to show you an image of yourself. And they're going to match that image to who you actually became. And they're going to say, well, you could have been like this. Or maybe you actually fulfilled your potential. There's a story, they say, a famous story. Rabbi the Netziv, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He wrote Perush on Humash. Very big tzaddik. He was the Rebbe among. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. His greatest Talmid. You know who his Talmid was? The greatest Talmid. He said, "My best Talmid I have in the world is Rav Kook. Rav Kook. Rav Kook was his Talmid." The Netziv, he said like this: when he was a young child, the Netziv, he wasn't successful. He wasn't successful in his limudim. The Netziv wasn't he wasn't learning so well. He overheard his. The Netziv overheard his parents when he was 10 years old. They said, "You know, Naftali, you know, he's not going to be a Talmid Chacham. Mm-hmm. It's not worth to keep him in yeshiva. He's not learning. Let's send him to learn how to be a, you know, shoemaker." Mm-hmm. See, and he overheard his parents talking about him. He heard this, and he got so scared. Okay, he decided from then. He's gonna apply himself to the limudim. Became the Gadol Hador. Where did he say this story? He said this story when he wrote a perush on the Sheiltot. There's a very difficult book from the time of the Tanaim called the Sheiltot. He wrote a perush on this difficult sefer, and he made a siyum. He made a seudat toda'a, and he said this story. He said, "I want to share with you a story when I was a little child." He told him the story. He said, "You know, it's a very scary thing." He said, "Imagine had I not overheard that story." That conversation between my parents. Okay, so I would have been a tzaddik also. You can be a tzaddik, be a shoemaker. Beautiful. You can say tefillot, tehillim.
They used to be like this.
Beautiful. But he says, when I'm going to go to Olam Abba, they're going to say, Naftali, where's the she'iltot? Where's Aymek Davar? Where is Aymek She'ela? He has all these different books that he wrote. Where are they? He says, well, what do you want from me? I'm just a shoemaker. I'm not a Torah scholar. They said, no, this is, you had those books in your head. You just never wrote those books. Now, we're not the Netziv, okay? We're not the Netziv. We're not.
You have potential.
But you have potential. You have your potential for mitzvot, for chesed, for chinuch banim, for chinuch nechadim, for Torah. How much Torah did we learn? You know, to say, I'm not a Talmid Chacham, I don't have to learn Gemara. Maybe you're supposed to know a masachet in Shamayim. Maybe Hashem says you should know masachet brachot. Maybe. Probably. You know? Maybe you're supposed to learn Navi. Do you go through Shnayim Mikra v'Hatargum? Do you know Chumash? You know the Chafetz Chaim was sitting in the Beit Midrash, and a simple man walked in. The Chafetz Chaim stood up. The Tamidim said, "Who are you standing up for?" It was just a simple guy. He said, "This man knows Chumash Rashi. He knows the whole Chumash Rashi. You know how Chashuv he is? He knows the entire Chumash with Rashi. That's all he knows." But he learns it every week. Chumash Rashi, Chumash Rashi. You can ask him any question of Chumash Rashi. That's his potential. You know, there's a famous story. It's brought down in the Musar Sfarim. That there was a man who, when he died, it's a true story. I think the Chida even brings this down. A man died. At his funeral, there's some lady crying hysterically. And then no one ever saw this lady before. They said, maybe he has a daughter from a previous marriage or something. Who is this? She said, "I'm Hagiga." Her name is Hagiga. Okay? And then after the funeral, she disappeared. They never saw this lady again. And she was crying, "I'm Hagiga." They found out, he was a very simple man. He knew one Gemara, Masechet Hagiga. It's all he learned. He never learned anything else. When he was a child, he learned Hagiga. He never went to yeshiva. He kept on learning Hagiga. He knew the Masachet by heart. And he always was Chose the Masachet. So the Ruach, okay, there's a spiritual element for every Masachet. It says in the Zohar, if you study a Masachet, Kone Masachet, Kone Le'olamo. Each Masachet, why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih break up this Masachet Brachot, Masachet Shabbat, Masachet Eruvin? He broke it up because these Masachetot have a certain spiritual counterpart. This man mastered Chagiga, so the Ruach of Chagiga came and cried for him. No one knows Chagiga like this man. So maybe in Shammai, maybe we're not going to say, Hashem's not going to tell us, why were you not Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu? He was a Gaon, his father was a Mekubal, he grew up with... we're not Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, we're not Chacham Avadia, we're not Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. But he's going to say, why were you not, you know?
Your name.
Daniel, why are we not moti?
Why are you not Steve?
Where's the moti?
You should be that high. Why are you so low?
So the answer, people can say, well, I don't want to be at such a high level because I don't want to do so much damage. Who am I? But you know what? You're still going to have to pay the price because God's going to say, well, you could have been so-and-so. So this is supposed to empower us. This nefesh ha'chayim,
price for what you don't do.
For not realizing your potential. For not realizing, you have to realize, you're losing. But this nefesh ha'chayim, instead of using this book
for potential, you pay that, but you can always do. But they tell you can be this much.
Yeah, but you're right. But you could have been
on a high.
But you're
not going to pay for what you didn't have. Yeah.
I don't know how it works. Well, you're not going to have the same. You're not going to have the same level.
Ultimately, you are, because if you're seeing your potential and you didn't get there, you're paying for the price right
there. Yeah, you're sitting in Gan Eden, you're sitting this level instead of being higher.
That's a big enough price to pay right there.
That's a big.
I think the price is you could become a Gilgul again to complete that picture.
As if you didn't fulfill your potential.
If you didn't get back, they cycle you again.
But it's not good. A Gilgul is not a good thing. It's the Neshamot don't want to come down. They're very angry to come down.
I don't understand. So let's say Rav Chaim Kanievsky decides to take a day off of first Seder, which will never happen. But I'm just saying, he decides to just
The damage he would do is we can't even imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
He's a president.
Okay, fine, I understand. But I'm saying,
tell me, do you want to stay a janitor?
A typhoon should come and wipe out a whole city or something like that?
Listen, but we don't know. We don't know how
we
God.
Don't know, you're
we,
right. But
we
I'm
don't
just
know
saying,
how
though,
God.
To think that there's some
listen,
sort of collateral
Rav Yosef
damage.
Rav Yosef Karo, the Baal HaShulchan Aruch, okay, he has a book. I've mentioned this book several times. It's a book that he wrote. He had a malach that used to speak to him. The malach was from his Mishnayot. Okay? The malach told him, when a person doesn't mitzvah properly, and enough times, eventually a malach is created. With every mitzvah we do, a malach, an angel is created. But this angel is in relation to how great the mitzvah was. If we did a mitzvah with kavanah, and becheshek, batmada, with l'shem shamayim, for the right reasons, not for ulterior motive, the malach is very pure. Rav Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, he learned mishnayot. That was his mitzvah. He was always learning mishnayot. And he mastered the entire mishnah. He mastered 5 siddarim out of 6. He knew them by heart. And the malach appeared to him, spoke to him, and he used to speak from his mouth. And we have witnesses that they saw this take place on Shavuot night. There was a whole chabura of Rabbanim, and they heard the malach speak from the mouth of Rav Yosef Karo. He was... Yeah, but it was speaking out of his mouth, and they all were so frightened, they all fell on their face, and the malach said, Don't worry. I'm here. I'm gonna bless all of you. I'm gonna teach you Torah, and they all learned Torah with the malach. And they told one of the rabbanim who didn't make it to Shavuot. They said, Why? Ma fisfasta. You weren't there last night. He said, what? I wasn't there. Let's do it again. Okay. So then the second night of Shavuot they sat there again, and he came another time. And it would always happen when he would learn Mishnayot. Now, why am I sharing this with you? The malach told Rav Yosef Karo. Now we're talking about the Gadol Hador. He said, never stop learning. Never stop. He said, if you know what happens when you stop learning, he doesn't talk about the damage. He says, how much you're losing, how much the world is losing, how much in Olam Haba. He said, all the tzaddikim are looking down at you, and they're all saying, look, Zeh Ben. You know the pasuk by Mordechai? It says, Kacha ya'aseh la'ish, asher amed hafet bikaro. That's what they say when they see your Yosef Karo. All the malachim, they're all looking at him. Look at this tzaddik. Look, he's walking in the street. And he says, Rambam is waiting for you. When he's going to pass away, the Rambam is going to be milaveyu. He's going to escort you to Gan Eden. And you're going to speak in Gan Eden for 170 days. He's going to give a drasha. Can you imagine 150 days? A very long drasha. That's what the tzaddikim, Rav Avadia Yosef right now, he's giving a very long drasha to all the tzaddikim. He's giving it right now because it's still within the year. They're giving drashot up there. Now, again, we're not these great people, but there's the potential. When you do a mitzvah, you have a big yetzer hara. And we're not so great. The Arizal Kadosh says the mitzvot that we do in our generation is worth hundreds of times more than the previous generations.
Why?
Because you walk in the street. we don't have the chesed chinuch,
challenge than
we have a much worse challenge. Okay, you have the entire.
No, that arayot also.
It's different today. The arayot is in your pocket. You have your pocket. You have the arayot. Okay, the iPhone.
iPhone, the phone.
Okay, everything. And you walk in the street, you can't avoid the pritsut. You can't avoid
the music that you listen
to. Everything. And the culture, it's a very strong culture. We're very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you come to the Beit Knesset, you come to Shiur, you make a bracha with kavana. You know who you are? Don't just say Shakot. No. All the malachim are saying, Tistakel b'moti. Tistakel. Derech b'kavana. Wow! They're all cheering. You know they're cheering for you, Steve. In Olam Haba, in the Gan Eden, they're cheering. Like, come on, do it. Go learn Torah.
No, some people, they say bracha, they're praising Hashem. It's not praising Hashem. Because if you want to praise Hashem, you don't have to have different bracha for each food. You know, for shad, for water, you have one bracha. For ha'etz, we have one bracha.
So what's the
time is matter. The amount is matter. For example, one week bread is asur for you. 1 week is no.
Yeah,
that's true.
Is different.
The bracha is not praising Hashem. You're building something. That's why bracha is not bet, resh, chet. It's going to be higher. Bet is 2, right? Resh is 200.
Half is. Bracha. Oh, bracha. Sorry.
All is
220, 200, 220, 200, 220, 200, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220, 220
Okay, let's start at least for a few minutes. Okay, we're going to start on the paragraph. Zehu vayivra elokim et ha'adam etzalmu betzalem elohim asa et ha'adam. Bereshit. That's the last paragraph. Daf Dalet. Everyone see it?
Daf Dalet on the bottom.
Zehu vayivra elokim et ha'adam. That's what the Torah means when it says, God created man betzalem elohim. Ki betzalem elohim asa et ha'adam. Shekemoshu itbarach shemo. The same way God, who ha'elokim, he is the ultimate power. Ba'al ha'kohot ha'nimsa'im b'chol ha'olamot kulam. He's in charge. He created all the powers. He's recreating the world and sustaining the world every moment. God also put you in charge of all the olamot hakdoshim. This is supposed to empower you. You're chashuv. You know how chashuv you are? You're chashuv. Don't think, I'm going to damage the whole world. You're chashuv. I have a responsibility. You don't want the responsibility? You're stuck with it. You're Yehudi. Baruch Shalom Asani Goy. You're Yehudi. You have a responsibility. God put you in his cabinet. And you can't leave. Okay? Every moment, everything that you do, according every person has their Shorash Neshama, the root of their Neshama. You also become like Elohim. Now listen to this. Look what
it's
it says here.
It's possible that what they say over here, that every person he can create only him from the source of his neshama. Because everybody comes from a different
neshama.
So you can create until there. This is your limitation.
Yeah, that's true.
You cannot destroy more than that.
Yeah, that's true. Based on your source, but you can gain in your source neshama. Okay, that's the Tanya talks about how if a person hits a very, very high madriga. So God gives you the neshama of Rambam, and that gives you even more koach to do. I think that's going to be the shot with Mashiach. When, the Chatam Sofer, he says that every generation has someone who has the potential to be Mashiach. Mm-hmm. Right now there's some tzaddik out there. He might not even know. He probably doesn't even know that he's going to be Mashiach. But every generation has someone that is that person. And Hashem is going to tell him the message.
Chabad also from the.
Yeah, that was a different shiur.
We had
that shiur already. But even right now, there's someone, okay, whether he's dead or alive. Right, there's someone who is Mashiach. And God, and he says, what's the raya? He says the geula will be just like Yetziat Mitzrayim. God chose Moshe Rabbeinu. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when God chose him? He was 80 years old. He was an old man. And Hashem, what's that?
When her sister put on the basket.
No. What I mean is, when God chose him to be Moshiach, when He gave him the message, He said, "You're going to save the Jewish people. You're Mashiach. You're the chosen one. I choose you." He was 80 years old. He says God's going to choose on someone. But it could also be with there's Hashem, maybe will give someone an extra neshama or something. We don't know how this is going to work exactly. But look what he says here. Va'amru zal becharab batim. It says in the Midrash. Rabbi Akiva b'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Sima. Look what he says here. This is very interesting. Okay. Now this, we have to be very careful the way we explain this, because if you don't understand this properly, it can be kefira. You can chas v'chalila think something that's not true about Hashem. Bizman sheYisrael osim ratzono shel makom, when the Jewish people do the will of the will of Hashem, mosifim koach b'gvura shel ma'ala. When we do God's will, we give Hashem strength. Hashem is all powerful. We have to explain what this means. When we do mitzvot, we make Hashem stronger. I'll explain what this means. Kema da'at amart, just like the pasuk says, be'elokim na'aseh ha'il. In God, we shall give ha'il, strength. U'bizman she'en yisrael osim ratzono shel makom, and when we don't do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyachol. You know what the word kivyachol is? As it were, ki'ilo. Kivyachol matishim koach gadol shel ma'ala, we weaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtichtiv, it says in the Torah, sur yelad decha teshi. The God that bore you, that gave birth to you, Teshi, you made him weak. What does this mean? Obviously, we can't affect God's power. You can't make God weaker or stronger. But the way it is like this: God created the world. He created the world, and He set up a system of olamot. There's hishtalshelut. You have different worlds. It goes down and down and down until our world. But all the worlds are connected. So when you do a mitzvah, he's going to say in a later chapter, it's like a rope. Yaakov heaven nachalato. Yaakov is like a rope. He's heaven nachalato. He's like a heaven. When you do a mitzvah, it's as if you're shaking the olamot. That God made that system. That's the way He made the world. And He made your neshama so kadosh, it's even higher than the malachim. A Jewish neshama is even higher than it comes from a higher place. It comes from olam habriyah. Malachim are olam hayetzirah. It's a lower world. Your neshama comes from even higher than the malachim. So the actions that we do affect the whole world. So when we do a mitzvah, what we're doing is we're opening up the channels for God to give good. We're opening up the door. When we do averot, we close the door. That's called you're weakening Hashem, your strength. Obviously, you're not affecting God's strength. He can do whatever He wants. But that's the way He made the system. He made the system that if you do mitzvot, He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. If you do averot, you're closing. He wants to be mashpia. You're closing the door. That's called you're weakening Hashem. You're weakening His. He's not giving us the bracha that He should give us. That's what the Nefesh HaChayim. So simcha, this is already God doesn't. He doesn't need you. And He doesn't have feelings also. He doesn't have feelings.
Basically, He says, okay, God is Rav La'atid. He wants just to give you.
He wants to give. Exactly.
How you stop Him? When you do something is not good, you basically close it.
Exactly.
You just let your malachim telling Him, hey, you see, it's not good. Cut it off.
Exactly.
And you have to do it because you're malachim.
Chazak baruch.